Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, welcome back. The Ducks are in the Peach Bowl in the Fantasy Meeting the Road. We have a watch party at Thirsty Lions Washington Square location this Friday. Dirt and Anthony Newman get things started with Ducks Game Day presented by Coors Light. They will be on location at noon. So join the fan Friday, Jan 9 at the Thirsty Lion Washington Square location for the rematch, Oregon-Indiana in the college football playoff semifinals. I was listening to Steven Sports North there, and he had the little thing about Tyler Shuck. Can the Ducks claim Tyler Shuck? Can you say former Duck Tyler Shuck?
I mean, yeah, technically, right? I mean,
is he a Duck?
I would say no. I if I was a Duck fan, I would not claim him. But at the same time, you technically could because he went to Oregon. But it was also not even his last school. It was Oregon, Texas Tech,
Louisville,
then Louisville. So yeah. It's like once removed.
So could Texas Tech claim him? Because he didn't do much at Texas Tech. He was there a while, but he didn't do anything there.
I don't know. I mean, Jalen Hurts gets claimed by Alabama and Oklahoma.
It just depends if he's good. If Shuck goes out and wins the NFC South, Duck fans can claim him.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's if I'm Auburn, I'm claiming Bo Nix now.
Now, I was watching a bowl game the other day, and there was a former Duck quarterback in there, and I was like, hey, I always wondered what happened to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, like, Wake Forest. Is Wake Forest quarterback Robbie Ashford?
Robbie Ashford.
Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Former Duck, Robbie Ashford.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think.
No.
I mean, I know he was at Oregon. I don't know if they can claim him, but.
I'm looking here. I wanted to see Shuck. So he was at Oregon for 3 years.
Was he?
Yeah. So he played.
How many starts?
So I'm looking here. So he only started 7, but he played in 15 games.
Okay. Who did he back up?
Texas, that would have been 18, 19, and 20. Who would that have been? Who was before Nix? Was that like Anthony? Was that the Anthony Brown kind of run there? But I'm looking here. So at Texas Tech, he played in 15 games. At Louisville, he played 12. He played in as many games at Oregon as he did any other school.
Yeah, he backed up Herbert.
Oh,
because that was the Rose Bowl year. Duh. The Cristobal Rose Bowl.
There you go.
He would have played in many games as what? What
he played in as many games at Oregon as he did at Texas Tech and more than he did at Louisville. See, now, he started more at Tech, but.
Yeah, that I don't think people would have thought that. He is a Duck.
Yeah, he only started at Tech. He's 3 years at Tech. He started 4 games, 5 games, and 4 games. And then at Louisville, he started all 12. So
he was pretty good at Louisville, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was solid.
In his 1 year?
He was 8-4. But this is going to be the. This is just going to be the nature of now when guys go to the NFL, it's like, where did he play? Where didn't he play?
I know. I mean,
some of these guys are going to end up, by the time it's done, are going to play at 4 different schools.
Well, did you see the kid who went from Texas to Oklahoma? Or maybe it was Oklahoma to Texas.
No, it was Texas to Oklahoma. Yeah. It was Arch's roommate, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole thing down, you know, because of the rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had,
but I just don't think players give a rip.
No,
like,
I mean,
if Texas, look, if Damon Williams is playing at Washington, mm-hmm. and Oregon comes calling saying, "Hey, we want you for $6 million," guess what? He's going to Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, we fans are like, "Ah, no way, he's going. He hates the players." I mean, don't care.
Sappington went from Oregon State to Oregon. What was his first name? But Muhammad, the corner at Oregon,
Washington. Yeah,
Jabbar.
Was it Jabbar?
Jabbar,
yeah, that's right. Jabbar Muhammad. He was a UW. Well, actually, he was Oklahoma State, then UW,
yeah,
and then Oregon. You know, we've seen this. So it's just, yeah, there's no more. We've got to eventually just get past the loyalty thing, because kids do this now in AAU and Little League. Certainly they do it in high school. Was it Raiola, the quarterback, the former Nebraska guy? They said that when he transferred, now this will be, I think, 6 schools in 7 years going back to like middle school.
You mean Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, the chubby Patrick Mahomes.
Where's he going? Has he decided?
I don't think he's landed yet.
He hasn't landed yet, no.
But yeah, it's like, this is just what kids do now. They you know, you go play at the IMG Academy, or Oak Hill had this, and basketball was kind of the first one at this, and was a Bishop Gorman. Mm-hmm. So many of these kids now, here in Oregon, I mean, you have from Central Catholic to Jesuit. And I mean, I was a Vancouver kid and Jesuit tried to get me to come play for him. So did a school up in Seattle and Olympia. And that was 25 years ago. So kids now are just conditioned that there is no more. You play with your friends and you play where your school boundary, that's all gone. And kids now know that you have a limited amount of time to put your foot in the cash register, especially if you don't think you're an NFL guy. And for a guy like Damon Williams or Pavia that have a stature that probably keeps them from being a big-time NFL prospect, dude, you got to take that 3 or 4 years and you got to cash in and try to set yourself up for life.
Well, you're right. And it happens in high school too. Like, the number one high school player is Tyron Stokes. He plays at Rainier Beach.
Yeah.
He literally made his decision a day before their season started to go to Rainier Beach.
Yeah.
Like, he announced it, wasn't on the team, one day before the game started. He's like, "I'm going to Rainier Beach."
This is just
And this is about money? Yeah, just about
money, AAU.
What are those kids getting?
Like, well, there is NIL now in a lot of these schools.
But what's he get? How much is the number one?
That I don't know.
High school kid getting.
But I mean, Kevin Love was the reason Kevin Love went to UCLA, right? Was partially because of Adidas. Like, I mean, these shoe deals are all. I mean,
Tyron Stokes does have a deal with Nike. People are valuing it estimated $1.7 million, while it says could be up as high as $3.2
million. God,
for a high school senior.
And he's in high school.
High school, yeah.
18 years old.
Man.
I mean, that's DeBanza, the BYU kid, supposedly. And again, I don't know how much of this to believe, but they said $6 or $7 million, right? And then he denies it, but everyone always denies it. But
he looks worth it.
Yeah.
When I watch him play.
So I just can't fault anyone. And now it's one thing if you're a LeBron type guy and you think that the NBA or the NFL is going to come calling, then maybe it's a little bit different. But even then, there's no guarantee. And you are talking about at the time people that come from no money. And there is a huge difference between making $2 million and making $4 million, or making $500,000 and making $1.5 million. And our deal was worth $4 million. Yeah, well, there was six. And it's hard to turn that down.
I don't know if any of you watch the Saints play, but because I don't. But if you did you happen to catch what Tyler Shuck said? Because they do the Tyler Shuck, Oregon.
I have not seen the beginning of a Saints game in probably 8 years.
I know. I don't watch it either.
Couldn't
but I wonder what he says. Oregon, Louisville, Tech, high school.
Yeah, a lot of kids now are doing high schools.
Rodgers did that. Did you see that the other night?
Yeah, he did his high school.
Idiot.
Yeah. Although he just played. Well, I guess he was a junior college and then Cal. But
Aaron Rodgers' darkness retreat.
Aaron Rodgers' darkness cabin. Aaron Rodgers' Joe Rogan podcast.
Okay. Let's get back to this game. These games. College football playoff. Mm-hmm. Okay. How many transfers are starting for each team? And we'll take a first look at Ole Miss Miami when we come back on The Fam.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, this one will not be on grass. Both games in a dome.
That's really going to become the norm. I mean, you look in the NFL, and college is even worse. There's just not many grass fields anymore.
I know.
Even Green Bay has a hybrid. So they have a grass field that's, or I guess they have a grass field that's supplemented with turf. So it's just.
I like what Vegas does. They have grass.
They roll their,
They roll it out.
Yeah.
As a player, what's easier or better to play on?
Oh, grass, 100%. But grass is really hard to, nice grass, there's nothing better. But most places, unless you're like in the South, Alabama, and I don't know if they still have it, Alabama was the nicest field I ever played on in my entire life. It was like a putting green. Arizona State, phenomenal. That's Arizona, that's Alabama. We had nice grass at BYU. We had a beautiful grass field, but at the end of the year, it turns into mush. And that's the problem, is that even if you try to take care of a grass field, when you get into the cold weather months and everyone playing on it, it turns into absolute slop.
Which well, the is why Rose Bowl was always sloppy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice grass. Yeah. We went there many years. But, and they would go down on the field, and you'd walk around. It was really slick.
Because they always had to resod it. And a lot of times when you resod fields to make it look all pretty and nice, you end up with bad fields.
But
there's
you
just
would
a
think
lot
in
that
LA
goes
that you wouldn't lose it.
You
why
think?
Do you have to resod it? You're in Los Angeles.
Don't know. Well, again, UCLA plays there, maybe gets beat up. And again, they want for the TV, same thing with the Super Bowl. They want the pristine field. So like when they play a Super Bowl outdoors and it's whether it's in Arizona, Vegas or whatever, they grow a new field just for the Super Bowl. They don't even let you play on the old grass. They bring in all new grass. And a lot of times, again, by doing that for the aesthetics, you sacrifice there being deep roots and you can end up with a really sloppy field, which is why most people now just do. Here's our synthetic turf. You know, it's no more AstroTurf. It's the rubber pellet turf. That's what everyone uses. And I don't know what they call that anymore. It's just the turf. And most places just do it now because it's once and you forget about it. You don't have to deal with all the upkeep.
Well, there is something too, like this Miami Ole Miss game is at the festival. Mm-hmm. So that's in Phoenix or in Glendale.
Yeah.
There is something to, and I think it's part of like the Rose Bowl aesthetic, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Is the grass and green and just the colors. There's something to the Fiesta Bowl, and I think the same is true of the Superdome in New Orleans, where when you see a games there, you're like, it's not as pretty. It's not as cool.
Yes.
It doesn't seem that way anyway.
Yeah. And I think it.
Am I the only one that feels that?
No, there is a better look to a grass field, 100% when it's done right.
But Atlanta doesn't bother me,
no?
Even though that's a dome.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just the color of it.
I don't know. I find outdoor fields that are turf. I think is crap. But almost everyone's doing it now. In fact, look at the NFL. All the new stadiums being built are domes. They're all going to have turf. In fact, I think it's now the AFC. What are the Chiefs? That's not the, yeah, the AFC West is all turf now. When Kansas City builds their stadium, every stadium there will be turf. Chicago's going to put a dome in when they're doing it. Buffalo's doing a dome.
To me, Denver doesn't seem like it. Yeah. Like it's still, Denver's a cool place to watch a game on TV. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird. I don't know. It's just the aesthetics of each stadium. Is
Glendale
different.
Does the roll in, roll in out. They do the whole, removable turf as well.
So the percentage of starters that are transfers for each team, Ole Miss, 15 of 22. Are transfers.
15 of 22?
Yeah, 68%.
That's a lot.
Of their starters are transfers.
Yeah. I wonder too, like backups, because again, backups can be a lot of the high school depth. And that goes back to recruiting, because Ole Miss and Indiana have way worse recruiting profiles than Miami and Oregon.
Indiana is number two at 64%.
Okay.
14 of their 22 starters are transfers.
So I was right. So Oregon and Miami will have less.
Miami is at 55%.
Okay.
12 of their 22 stars. Now, mind you, it's only a 3-player difference between Ole Miss and Miami.
Sure.
Basically, they all have a bunch of transfers.
Yeah.
And Oregon is at 45%, where 10 of their 22 starters are transfers.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think. DeCorian Moore is homegrown, right? Gary Bryant Jr. is homegrown. Poncho's homegrown. Sadiq homegrown. I'm trying to think. Whittington would be homegrown. So, yeah. Well,
there's 12 of them.
Yeah, there you go.
It's called sports.
Interestingly, 51 of 88 starters in this Final Four of college football are transfers.
Yeah.
Which is pretty wild.
Well, I think when you are a school now, I think the idea is, again, you have to recruit well at a high school, and you try to build the depth of the team. But no one goes into a season anymore, I think, counting on young players to grow and develop. It's nice if they do, but like for me, I go to BYU and I was a decent sized recruit. I would have been a 3 or a 4-star kid. Certainly not going to be a 5-star kid. So let's say high 3, low 4-star kid. Go to BYU.
Why wouldn't you be 5-star? Not enough wiggle.
Yeah, not enough.
Not enough wiggle in those.
Not
hips?
Enough wiggle in those hips.
Too much moxie. Not enough wiggle.
Too small hands over there.
Yes, short arms too. Small hen smells like cabbage. So I go to BYU, redshirt my first year, and freshman year, play a lot, but I'm a backup. Backup at all three interior positions. I play in all the games, but I'm not a starter. Sophomore year, I start at left guard for probably 75% of the season. And then going into my junior year, so I had a good sophomore year, and I played way more than the other guy, but you could say that we split time. Let's say I played 2.5 or 3 quarters, he played a quarter. And so going into my junior year, they tell me that I'm going to slide over to center. We had a good center. He's graduating. Suk, you're our center. We're moving you over, and away we go. We like what you did at guard. Never really played center before, but here you go. I think in today's world, they don't do that. I think in today's world, If we're a team that thinks we're going to be good, you just go out and find a center. And then I have to compete with that guy, or you keep me at left guard where I played last year. So I just think it's an entirely different world now. Even if you had a kid that you like, you're like, hey, this kid played a lot of snaps for us last year. Cool. We're still going to go out and find a guy that's played 2 years. Because why would you trust anymore, especially if you're Oregon or Miami, why would you trust that a 19-year-old kid is going to take a jump? And I did make a big jump. That was when everything changed for me and it slowed down and I became what I thought was a good player. Why would you risk that when I can go find a kid that started 2 years at Kansas State and was second team all Big 12 last year? Like that, this is just the new reality of
then
it.
Then you go to Kansas State.
And then at that point.
Or Kansas, we would have had you.
Yeah.
We would have liked you.
Or again, you leave me there and you're like, well, he was the guard and you keep him there at guard or you force me to compete. But yeah, you're right. There's a good chance over those couple years.
You would have transferred.
I would have transferred. Because you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go find somewhere else where I can play right away. And so there's the new reality of it is the transfer portal. the Dabo Sweeneys of the world, like those, that's a dying breed. You have to live in the portal world because this is how it's built. Whether you're a powerhouse, Ohio State, who, by the way, Ohio State, plenty of transfers, Ohio State, Oregon, or your Ole Miss or Indiana. Indiana and Ole Miss have to have it because they can't recruit. But for Oregon and Ohio State, if you're not supplementing already a talented roster, then you're leaving holes in your roster that is silly and ignorant.
And then on the recruiting tip, mm-hmm. according to Fox College Football, here are the 4-star and 5-star counts for each team. Okay.
Okay.
So we went through transfers.
And this is going to be the same thing. It will be overwhelmingly Oregon and Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty alarming.
Yeah.
If you're Indiana.
Yeah.
But they don't care because they're just kicking fool's ass.
It's
weird.
It's so strange.
So Oregon, so of 4-star kids, Oregon has 52. Miami has 40.
Yeah.
Ole Miss has 33.
Yeah.
Indiana, 7.
It's what Indiana's doing is not supposed to happen. And this is the thing. Everything about Indiana says they're better than Oregon. They already proved it. They were better than Ohio State. They're the number one team. They should be the overwhelming favorite. And yet history tells us that eventually teams with this talent profile, the TCUs of the world and kind of the plucky upstarts, eventually they hit a wall and talent wins. We've never seen this, but it's also a new world of the portal and all this stuff. So is this all kind of ancient history that we're relying on and this is a new world, or does the Cinderella finally die and Indiana like wakes up one day and realizes we're not supposed to be here?
I don't think they're a Cinderella because they've been too good against elite teams.
I mean,
they're not a Cinderella.
No.
But I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I just think that this will be very, very telling. You're right.
Yeah.
Like if Indiana just cruises through this and polishes this off,
the world
we need
change.
To change our thinking.
Yes.
But I don't know about you, but I still kind of feel like Indiana's going to go down for this very reason.
I have.
Look,
that.
Yeah. I think Indiana and Oregon is going to be a great football game.
Yeah.
Oregon is not going to get punked by Indiana a second time. I don't know if they're going to win. It's a very close game. It comes down. See, this is what we always say about games like this. It comes down to big-time players making big-time plays.
Yeah.
Or just not making the big mistake. So if you say a game like this comes down to big-time players making big-time plays, who are you going to bet on? Oregon! They have more. They have Sadiq.
Yeah.
I know we're talking about the Davison thing. I think we're making way too much of that. Yeah. They still have Whittington. They still have Hill. They still have Moore. Yeah. They still have their offensive line. They have Sadiq. They have freaking Moore out on the outside.
It's a more talented roster.
Tell me what. All you need is one or two of those guys to make a huge play.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying Indiana can't have a guy do that,
yeah.
but they don't have the talent level by any stretch of the imagination that Oregon does.
No.
So, I mean, it's just one thing yeah. of a lot of things, but it's one thing working in Oregon's favor. And I still think it's a bigger thing, even though Indiana has kind of blown holes in that argument.
Yep.
I still feel like when you get to this level right here,
yeah.
it matters. Now, Alabama, they were weird all year.
But they have that same talent profile that Oregon does, and Indiana
yeah.
just bitch slapped them.
But Alabama's been weird this
year. And Ohio State is a more talented team. When you look at most people's top 100 NFL draft board, Ohio State of the top 100 players, Ohio State has 10. 11 if you count Jeremiah Smith, who's not even draft eligible. Like, it was the most talented team, and Indiana held them to 10 points.
Yeah, but it was a close game.
It was a close game.
And Miami beat them better than Indiana did.
Yes. So it's this weird thing where I'm with you. In my soul, I want to say that Oregon gets over the hump.
I think Oregon's winning this game. I'm going to say it right now. I think they're winning the game. I do.
Well,
and I took them. I put my money where my mouth is. I took the Ducks.
I said they were going to win the first one, and Indiana came into your house, and they cooked on your grill. They just cook on your grill, and they wipe their feet on the mat. So I've already been proven wrong once. I kept saying all year that I thought Indiana would eventually run into the wall that we're talking about.
Cook on your grill.
And they didn't.
Well, they're not going to run into a wall.
And
it's
so
I'm
done doubting Indiana. So yeah, I am with you in my heart. I want to say that Oregon gets this done. But everything I've seen from Indiana, and maybe there's part of me that wants to see this because I want to see Indiana take the whole world, flip it upside down, give them the bird. It's the greatest story in college sports history if they finish this off. And so I just, in my head, I can't bring myself to say that Oregon's going to win. But I get that feeling that you have. Get it.
5 stars, Oregon 6, Miami 5, Ole Miss 3, Indiana, zero.
Zero.
They have 7 4- or 5-star kids.
Yes.
Seven.
Yeah.
The Ducks have 58. How do you not win that football game?
I don't know.
Yet Indiana's favored in the game.
I yes. know. Well, it's amazing.
Because when Indiana ran into the two teams that were good last year, they just got bullied.
Exactly.
And I thought Oregon, big physical, both sides of the ball, I just thought they were going to bully Indiana. And they did not. Neither side of the line bullied Indiana. And I just kind of sat there and watched that game. And about halfway through it, I went, well, all right, well, Indiana stopped that narrative. And then they played Ohio State. And I was like, all right, rubber meets the road. Ohio's front is just so – Ohio State's just too good up front, and there's too athletic on the outside. No, no. And then they just took Alabama, which I know Alabama was funky, but Alabama still is as talented as anyone in the country, and Indiana whooped that ass. And so I just – I don't know. Maybe they are the exception.
Lace them up.
Maybe they're the exception to this whole thing.
All right, in the news and coming quick, up next.
The weird – I mentioned it earlier when we did the little report. They don't have anything super unique. Like when, remember when Chip had it rolling at Oregon? It's because they had one weird thing, right? They ran the tempo. Or we've seen teams that do one thing specifically that's just kind of different. And it's odd, and maybe they're ahead of the curve. Whether, again, tempo or an air raid or something that gives people problems. Indiana doesn't. This is not smoke and mirrors. There is nothing overly super complex that they do, which is another weird component. They shouldn't be able to run these schemes with that talent and have it fustigate the entire world of college football.
You know what they are, Jace? Good little team.
They are.
Good little team. Nothing to be ashamed of over there. In the news next, we're going to talk about those, you know, those little tiny home villages?
Yeah.
You know those?
Yeah.
Where they're putting all the homeless people?
Yes.
Yeah, now they're evicting people out of them.
Can you do that?
I think you can.
Oh, well, all
and
right.
We will tell you what they're doing there next on The Fan. Here's Steven. That's right. Isaac and Sue. That's who we are.
What is it? I mean, this is stupid.
It's time to move on, okay?
Let's do it.
We got some important news to disseminate.
Well, people need their news.
They do. It is January 7, 2026. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. It is brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today, Jason, it is National Bobblehead Day.
Ah, I remember bobbleheads.
Yeah. Do you have any commemorative bobbleheads?
Nah. You know what? I probably have a couple of them somewhere, but I don't know. I never did the whole...
I have a Tiger Woods one.
I think I have a Clayton Kershaw one from when I went to a Dodger game.
I also have one that I thought was super cool. They did one, the Portland Beavers did one, with the guy running through the wall at...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That is a cool one. PGE Park. Yeah, with the flip-up...
That is a great bobblehead.
I do remember that.
I still have that one.
Yeah. Rod, is it Rodney McRae?
I think that's right.
Yeah. I have some of that, like, I don't know. My family was all big into collections like that, so I used to, like, get stuff like that for gifts, and I never knew how to, like, tell them.
You didn't like it?
Yeah. Like,
right. They were projecting.
Well, my family, yeah, they like collecting things and like autographs. And so like at Christmas or like birthdays, they would get me stuff. And I was like, thanks. I felt bad. I was always like, I really
appreciate. Well, they probably did it so they could grab it. Like, oh, you don't want that, huh?
Yeah, I just never knew what to do. Like if you get like a Ric Flair autograph photo, I was like, cool. Like, yeah, it's awesome.
Your brother's Christmas card this year was Val Kilmer.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
You know, I saw I saw your brother once at a sports card or a trading card show.
Yeah.
I love memorabilia trading cards. Like
oh,
that.
You're a memorabilia
And I
guy?
Saw your brother there.
You
yeah.
can come have all of the stuff.
I went and talked to him.
Yeah. He is a huge memorabilia guy.
Yeah.
But I tell you, his Christmas card every year, it gets people talking in our house because every year John Sukanik sends out a Christmas card with someone from like one of these Comic Cons, like someone famous.
Yeah.
One year it was Mike Tyson. Yeah. I'm trying to think of others. He's had Napoleon Dynamite. This year it was Val Kilmer.
Oh, because he passed away, right?
Yeah. So I don't know when it was from. I assume because he passed away last year, right? 2025.
I think so.
So I think it must have been early 2025. Kilmer looked pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Unless they were just weekending at Bernie's.
It's been like 4 years since I've got one of those Christmas cards, so I don't know.
They're great. They're great cards. He does a good job with them. And then he sends out one with the family, too.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't really care about.
I have never once sent out a Christmas card.
No,
I'm just...
What?
Are you a Christmas card?
God, no.
No, I've never once done it.
Are you kidding me?
I think they're awesome. We send them out as a family.
Yeah, a lot of people do. You either do or you don't. Like, there's no middle ground with Christmas cards, and it's usually the wife, is it not? Like, you don't do them. Your wife
does. No, yeah, she does them all.
Exactly.
Well, that's the problem. I don't have a wife, so.
Yeah, well, you've got the BTJ.
Yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't send out a Christmas card?
I think she knows not to ask. Like, you're not getting me to.
Well, see, usually the wife just does. Like, I mean, yeah. I wouldn't.
They just ask for the addresses you want to send. Who do you want to send them to?
Why
these people. Find their addresses. Okay.
Well, why does anyone want to see a picture of me and my kids sitting on a couch? Like, what
well,
are we doing?
Well, I think it's.
And then you're obligated, then people feel awkward about, like, that's the other one. Like, if I get one and I go to throw it away, I get yelled at. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do with it?
No, it goes away with the Christmas tree. That's fair, isn't
it? If I'm still here, prepare to get one next year.
So now,
you won't be here.
I will say the BTJ now puts them up over the holidays. Like, she puts them on a wall.
Because
I would get them, I would open it, and this was always my reaction. Oh, that's nice.
That's
and
cool.
then I would.
Straight to trash.
Yeah.
God, what a horrible man you
what
are.
What am I supposed to do with
You're
it?
You're supposed to display them and pretend like you care.
I don't know.
You have to put them up. We put them on our bar. We just set them there.
Oh. Why?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to be a
jerk.
They
took the time to send a card to you.
They wanted you to.
I did
wishing
see.
You a Merry Christmas.
I saw the little Stevie Ray family, and I was like, oh, that's very nice. I was like, that's cute. The kids are cute. And then it's over. I've seen
Wait,
it.
You sent him a Christmas card and not me?
No, I didn't. I was just saying, like, if I got
Son
one,
of a bitch.
I would look at it.
That's what I'm out.
I would say in my head or out loud, very nice family.
No,
I would give it a beat or two.
No. You can't go straight to trash.
Am I supposed to look at it over the course of the holidays?
You're supposed to display them all together, like your wife does, like a normal human.
So other people can come over and be like, who's that?
Definitely, because
Sometimes,
other people come over and look at them.
That's
Because we
right.
have the same thing. We have a big, giant thing. You put them all on there,
That's
cards,
right.
and then at the end, as you said, when you clean up your Christmas stuff, toss them all.
That's right. It goes away with all the Christmas stuff, so it's an easy throwaway. You can recycle.
No guilty feelings.
And then when your brother's is up there, it's always a conversation starter. It's like, wow, that's Val Kilmer. Where did that come from? Who's that?
Sorry.
Like, well, he's the better Sukanic brother, apparently.
Well, now you'll be happy to know that the BTJ puts them, like, she puts like a little stick-em thing on the back.
Yeah,
and
she
then,
should.
Like, puts them on a wall.
That's what most people who aren't psychopaths do.
The best part is I don't know who any of the people are now. I just, like, I walk in. I'm like, who's that? I'm like, it's there. Bunch of strangers up on my wall.
We get them, and I see the names, and my wife's like, who's that? I'm like, the Cooper family?
Yeah.
Seriously, you don't know who they are?
Sometimes, no.
Really?
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Yeah. Coach Vaughn's popular. I don't know her friends.
All right. It is also National Pass Gas Day.
Oh, yeah. We know something about that. Rob is a notorious public farter.
Yeah, so is my brother, I found out.
Yeah.
Just this Christmas.
Something in the Rot blood, huh?
The Rot boys, they don't mind passing gas.
No.
So look, it's a normal bodily function.
Yeah.
Let's all get over it, okay?
But we're in an enclosed room together, so.
Maybe, I'll let her rip.
Yeah, maybe take it outside.
Weather forecast calling for hail today.
Well, that's exciting.
What?
Great.
I haven't seen any, though.
It was just. Today was one of those days where you just woke up and you're like, what the bleep?
Tell you what, in the pantheon of walks with little Molly 10Gs.
Yeah.
Last night was the worst one I've ever taken.
Was it really?
Well, sometimes sometimes you can check the radar and wait for it to pass and then it's like or go when it's raining less or whatever. Yeah. Dude, we got absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
Wind, rain, cold.
Yeah. Other things. I don't know what else you want. The hail.
Streetmen.
Today was
Thunderdome out there.
Today was one of those days when you were walking around and you're like, oh my God, I wish I was in Arizona.
Why aren't you?
I will be in a couple weeks.
You can go to the Ole Miss Miami game.
Oh, no, I'm going down to a car show.
Portland Mayor Keith Wilson has laid out his plan to evict 80 to 90 people from the city's safe rest villages starting next month.
What are they doing?
This is like the most Portland thing ever.
Yeah, so we built the tiny homes for the homeless.
Correct.
And now we're kicking
Get
people out.
Get them off the streets. Great. Here's the tiny home. Get out of your tiny home.
I'm guessing like people not taking care of them or like, I don't know, smoking meth. How do you get evicted out of your tiny home?
Well, he sent a memo to city council explaining why they need to enforce stay limits and other requirements. He says stay limits and engagement requirements are nationwide best practices used to encourage continuous progress towards stability, independence, and appropriate housing.
I don't know what any of that means, but...
Well, it means you can't just go in and bilk off the system. Mm. You gotta be progressing towards getting your own house.
Okay.
Saving up $750,000 for your own home.
Or just not smoking meth. That would be my guess.
He added that
Why don't we call homelessness, why can't we call homelessness also, addicted to meth? Because it kind of feels like, I get that there's, there are some homeless that aren't addicted to meth, but there's a lot of homeless that are homeless because of meth. Just saying.
He added that he has in-depth reasoning for kicking certain residents out. Some advocates believe that is still counterproductive to push people out. I would say that's counterproductive.
See, I don't. Because, again, if someone is in your tiny house and they're not engaging, every time someone comes to the door to check on them and you know that they're inside smoking meth, yeah, maybe we give that to someone who is actually interested in not being homeless and, I don't know.
But isn't smoking meth a crime?
Not in the tiny home communities.
I don't know.
Because, there's your problem. Yeah, yeah. They're committing crimes in there. Yeah. No, you shouldn't let them stay there, but how about not put them back out on the street? Doesn't that seem counterproductive to me?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else you...
The mayor says the villages are a transitional resource, not long-term housing.
And look, that
They're
does...
never going to solve this problem.
Probably.
And by the way, have you driven by our little homeless camp over here?
Oh, yeah.
Did you drive by it today, Stephen?
No, I don't.
You don't come that way?
No.
Over here under the underpass, it has gotten so bad.
Yeah, it's prime real estate. Dude. Especially during the rain because it's under the bridge.
And they'll come in and clean it up, but then they'll come back again eventually. There is crap strewn everywhere over there.
Yeah.
It's almost like impeding cars.
Yes.
From driving.
Yeah. Well, we're not serious about doing anything. We're putting...
Well, we are. We built a bunch of tiny homes, but now we're not serious about keeping them in the tiny homes. What is happening?
Who's winning?
Who's in charge of this mess?
I hate this team.
I hate this team too.
Someone said you can't sell fentanyl out of the little tiny homes back to you. Yeah, back to the tent for you. Again, if someone is dealing and selling, and consuming drugs, yes, I get why the mayor, I want him to come out. He said, he's like, there's reasons. Just say it. Why is that such a taboo thing?
In-depth reasons.
Why is that such a taboo thing to say that there is a difference between the lady who's got a kid who fell behind on her rent and housing expensive? Why can't we say that that's a different version of homelessness than the person that chooses to put poison into their veins every day and then break into the Long John Silver's and try to steal all the hush puppies? There's a difference between those two people. Just say it.
First of all, they can have the hush puppies. And
you
second,
go right to hell. Those are the only good thing at the Long John Silver's.
I think it's a given. It's a given. We know that. There's a lot of different reasons people are homeless. Everybody knows that. It's just...
Start differentiating between the two. I
think
categories.
That's what he's trying to do.
I want categories. Then I'm in favor of this.
Space Force.
Well, you voted for the guy.
I met the mayor the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Where?
I was down at Portland, the Portland Rex building. Uh-huh. And the mayor was down there handing
Portland
out donuts.
Rex?
The Portland Parks and Rec thing. We were reserving a space. Oh. So you have to go down there and get a permit.
Did you know that he was here? He was in our building not too long ago.
Why didn't we have him on?
Well, he wasn't in our building. He was sitting out front because Weir, the other tenant here.
Yeah.
Weir, is it Weir? W-E-H-R. Weir?
Sure.
Weir? The people that make Santa's sleigh over there?
Yeah.
He was out for a ribbon cabin.
I thought that was Cisco or Sesco or something.
No, it's Weir. Oh. W-E-H-R. And it was a ribbon cutting ceremony out there.
No, he was out.
I saw Keith.
He was handing out donuts.
God, he's everywhere.
Yeah, he was everywhere. Yeah.
All right, we got a break. Only in Portland, a drag show garage sale. Next on The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, time for one more story here on In the News, Jan 7, 2026. This very Portlandy story. You Maxinistas and Discount Divas, this is for you.
The what?
Well, you. Aren't you a Discount Diva?
What is a Maxinista?
I actually don't know that.
I'm confused.
But I feel like it's a drag term.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
You don't know that?
How does discount have anything to do with drag?
A Maxinista?
Well, it's Maxinista, it says here. This article from the Willamette Week. Yes, It says, Maxinistas and Discount Divas. Darcel Showplace is hosting another of its annual drag queen garage sales.
Because I got Maxinista as a devoted shopper of TJ Maxx.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, okay,
there
I can see that.
Yeah,
that so makes sense.
Did you know they were called Maxinistas?
I did not. A TJ Maxx just opened, like, right by my house, and never once occurred to me to go into one.
I've never been in one either.
It's just like a Ross, right?
Yeah, it's like a Ross discount.
So it's a bunch of remanded furniture and like clothes that like didn't sell somewhere else. But
never been. I don't know. January 11th, this Sunday, the club's performers will offer the public a chance to glamorize their personal wardrobes by displaying any costumes, wigs, shoes, or jewels that no longer serve them, letting fellow performers and the public alike have a chance to sparkle hard.
So if I've ever wanted to look and dress like a drag queen, this is the place to go.
I think this would be a great way to stretch your dollar.
Now, to be fair, a lot of the drag queens do tend to be bigger people, so maybe they're like, this is my opportunity. If I've ever wanted to dress that way, I'm guessing I can probably find my size.
You know, that club opened in 1967.
Now, he died,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
But the club lives on.
Well, Poison Waters is the new...
Yeah, it's the new Darcel.
Grand Dane.
Yeah, that guy's everywhere.
Yeah. Kevin is his name.
Yeah, I was at a Blazer game and they honored him. But
Or Darcel?
No.
Because Darcel died.
No, Poison...
Poison Waters, yeah.
But he was just there as Kevin.
Oh,
he was
really?
Not there as Poison Waters.
Oh.
He was there as Kevin. And then I was
what
like...
What would be your drag name?
Boy, that's a good question. You can't just be like, you know...
No, it's got to be
Poison
cheeky.
Waters or, you know, there's like Peach... My gal goes to drag bingo a lot. There's like... Is it... It's Poison Waters and there's another one that's like Peachy something or other?
Yeah, I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy, fella.
Could I be like Insurrection Barbie?
Oh, there you go. Insurrection Barbie.
Yeah,
I love that.
There you go.
Blonde wig.
Yeah.
Keep the beard.
Yeah. Do some sort of...
You pretty are.
A Christy Gnome kind of face pullback sort of thing. Lean into that. Get that buffalo headdress on there. I like it. Maybe some assless chaps.
There you go. I wonder if they have devices that help you tuck.
Oh, I think that's probably a real thing.
You know?
Yeah. I'm still waiting for that invitation to the Gay Pride Parade. I'd like to be on a float.
From who?
I don't know. Whoever is in charge of that. Put me on a float. Let's go. I want like a big, let's dress
Why
me up.
Why would they put you on a float?
Well, I don't know. I could be an ally. I just want to be on the float. I'm cool about it. Let's do this. Let's go.
Well, that's on Sunday, guys.
Yeah, I won't be going.
And I think it's at Darcell's. I don't know.
Someone said Thunderfist. There you go.
Hey-o.
Well, that is my Twitter. That's the Twitter handle is
Sergeant
Thunderfist. Well, there you go. I've already got my drag name. I mean, why outthink
the
room?
You've had it for years.
I just didn't know.
Or maybe you did.
Who's performing tonight? Huh? Sergeant uh-huh. Sergeant Thunderfist.
I'm going to have to start going to Darcell's looking for you.
Dude, I don't know where she goes, but she goes to drag bingo like once a month, and she loves it.
It's a thing.
It's like her favorite thing in the world.
That's in the news, Jan 7, 2026, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Headlines are coming up next. We have kind of a surprise entry to the NFL draft, and the league, the NFL, more popular than ever. The numbers are in. We'll get to all that coming up next on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.